Well, obviously they're a very good defense. They're extremely well coached. They've got a nice scheme that fits their personnel. They're tremendous up front. I mean, Kuechly leads the charge there. Thomas Davis, the whole crew up front, pressuring the quarterback, stopping the run. And then their pressure packages on third down. So there's a lot of issues that come along with playing them, but I think, one, it starts with, A, their personnel, B, their scheme, and then, three, their ability to go out and execute every week in and week out.
How tough was it last week with the 6 penalties for your unit? And do you all address that and try to fix that going into this game?
Without a doubt. You know, we address the penalties, especially the ones we can control, the pre-snap penalties, the post whistle penalties, after play penalties, and so those are things, in my opinion, that are out of character for us. And I felt like a couple of those penalties were out of character for us, and so we address them, we move forward, and continue to build in the confidence of the players that they can go out and perform at a high level.
When you get 1st and 40, you just trying to get some of it back, or it looked like you caught a draw there and was trying to
Just try to, you know, I think that might have been a first for me. But what I guess at that point, what you try to, you try to get some chunk yards there if you can. But more importantly, you're trying to look at some field position there as well. And maybe we can get 20 of the 40 back. And then when you punt, you know, making them go the long field, I think it almost gets into that type of scenario for you. But that was a new one for me.
I know you've just been around, you know, Devontae just this first year. How would you describe his mood coming off of, you know, the fumbles?
Well, I would say Devontae is an amazing teammate. We've got a locker room full of guys who care and love one another and love being Falcons. I don't know if anyone is more than him. Free gives everything he has every time he takes the field and wants nothing more than to do it for his brothers every time he takes the field. So he wears those things tough, you know. When he put the ball on the ground last week, that was hard on him. And I think that's for all of us here to put our arms around him and build him back up and let him know that we have the utmost confidence in him and trust in him. And he's a great player for us. He's a tremendous teammate, and we'll be counting on him again here this Sunday.
Of course, those happened. That one happened in a short yardage situation,
right?
And you weren't able to get the one, you know,
right,
that they stopped. I know you guys have had success in those situations, but I know against Carolina the last time you
sure
had a couple you didn't hit.
Sure.
And you didn't hit these ones against the Saints. What's the mindset? What's the focus to make sure going into this crucial game that you do pick up those?
Well, I think that's a great point when it comes to short yardage, goal line situations, all the situations, but most notably those. I think, one, it's having a really good plan. Two, it's having a really good contingency plan depending on potential injuries or not, so that you're not, you know, shorthanded as far as, oh, now we have to scrap all of this and this is all we have available to us. Three, it's implementing it. And then four, it's executing it with confidence. And we've got, like I said, we've got a really good group, guys who have been very successful in those scenarios. Those two games happen to be pivotal in the two games that we lost where we didn't get it done in those situations. And we know this is going to be a one possession game this Sunday. And so it's important that we're at our best in those moments. And I think we've put in good prep for that. We'll continue to build and focus on it to take advantage of those opportunities when we get it. Because against this defense, it would be nice to be in multiple short yardage type scenarios. You know, you don't want to be in the third and longs. That's when the game can get hard on you.
And I know, not to give away strategy or anything like that, but what's your just general mindset when it comes to quarterback sneaks?
I think the thing with QB sneaks especially is, you know, you try to use them when there's an advantageous look for you. And there's weeks when, just like any other design of a play, there's weeks when it is advantageous for you based on their personnel, their scheme, their techniques, how they play it. And there's other weeks when it's not so great. And I think that just goes into the overall assessment of short yardage when you get them. I think we've sneaked a few times this year and been successful when we've felt like it's been an advantageous look for us.
Steve, are the Panthers any more diverse in their coverages than, let's say, an average NFL team? And are they any better than average at delaying their coverage tells, deploying in their coverage?
I'm going to go to the second one and then go back to the first. I think the Panthers do an excellent job in disguising their coverages. I think their safeties really do a nice job of holding their landmarks and then getting to where they need to get to. And that is tied in really well with their linebacking core. They've got a veteran group of backers who understand when to slide, how to slide in their front, when to hold pressures, when to show pressures, when to fake a pressure, then pop back out, and the safety down, getting back to his half of the field. So I think to go along with that, that makes their coverages tough as well. So the disguise is one thing, and then it plays into the coverages because you're thinking it's one, now you get another one after the snap of the ball and then reacting to that, and then they play their coverage as well. So I think it all works together, but their disguise is about as good as we've seen.
This question could be about anybody, but I'm asking about Julio. Are you limited in any way on game days in the way you might deploy him or use him or plays you might involve him in if he's limited in the week leading up to that game in practice by injuries?
No, we really aren't. You know, Julio, he's a pro, and I've been saying this since day one. Probably the most impressive thing I see about him is what he brings every day into the meeting room to walkthroughs, his attention to detail, and he's been doing this a long time. His rapport with Matt is one that is as good as I've ever seen, if not better. And I think those two are on such good pages. His preparation mentally to get himself prepared, what he does in walkthroughs. At this stage of the season, you head into week 17, there's not something I would call that I wouldn't feel good about him going out and running at a high level on Sunday.
Is he an outlier of sorts in that he is a player, it sounds like what you're saying, who can perform at his peak even without all the practice time that was available leading up?
Well, I think so. I mean, I think you guys probably more so than me have been around guys in this industry that you've seen that can perform that way. And guys that aren't 100% but can still, you know, prep throughout the week, get themselves right on game day and still go perform at a high level. I think all of us, myself included, Julio included, Matt included, would love to have Julio out every day going full speed, doing all the things we know how to do. But in this situation, I don't know if there's anybody better suited for what he has to do each week to get himself prepared to play than he is, whether it's physically and or mentally. He gets himself ready to play, and that is a real bonus for us because not many people could do what he does from a prep standpoint and then go out and perform.
Well, the interception, was he, does he get to pull himself out with the long routes, or what was Marvin's interception? Was that supposed to be a Julio route, or –
That would have been him if he were in. You know, we were into somewhat of a two-minute mode there, and we had gotten the ball down the field and had a couple incompletes. And at that moment, you know, those are the times when, again, when you play as much as he plays and the routes we're asking him to run, that was a time for a blow. Marvin ran a heck of a route, didn't make the play. And, you know, that's just, you know, that stuff happens. That's a physical error that happens in football. And, you know, luck not on our side, lands on the backside of their DB, and they end up getting the interception out of it. So, you know, you just keep fighting at that point. You just say, all right, we got to get back in the huddle and keep grinding. We got to go back to work and practice and keep grinding and keep working for those breaks when they come our way.
Was that another first for you, the Buddy interception?
I think so, yeah. That was.
Curious reconciling you guys' lead third down percentage in 22nd in time of possession. I'm trying to kind of figure that out. I mean, it's not something that you would see, I would think, this late in the year.
Stats, there's so much you can do with them when you get them. At the end of the day, we take a lot of pride in our third down conversions. And again, last week, that was not one of our better performances when it came to third down. We love converting third downs. We love extending drives. We love getting more opportunities for our guys on offense. I know obviously that helps our defense when we can extend those drives. So it's a big team stat for us. And we're going to need that stat to be good for us this Sunday against the Panthers.